What?
Please stand for the reading of the Word of God.
You caught me off guard. He caught me off guard too, y'all. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 reads, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as You speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So I'm sitting there listening to that song, and I'm thinking, wow, I could have pulled this thing off really easy. I should have read the scripture, let Him sing, and we could have gone home.
Amen.
There's a twofold problem here. Number one, there's no way to follow that. Y'all go ahead. And I had no clue until he started singing, thinking, wow, that goes right along with the scripture. When we want things done and God doesn't do them when we want, if we will just stop and wait, then we can experience God working for the good in our lives. No matter what situation we're going through, God always works through for the good of everything. Now, that's not to say that everything in our life is good. I mean, death isn't good. Cancer's not good. War's not good. There's many things in our lives that aren't good. But God gives us this promise. All things work together for the good of those who love God. So if you look at the chemistry of the cross, God took bad things and turned them into the good of those of us that love Him. To take it just a little bit further, what is this? Salt! I'm not a real big fan of salt, but it's salt. It's table salt. So, quick science lesson. What are the ingredients in salt? Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. I got one back here holding his hand up. All right, Mr. Eagle Scout. Stand up and tell us what it is.
Sodium and chloride.
Very good. You can buy my lunch next week. Sodium is a very dangerous chemical. Chloride is a very dangerous, poisonous chemical. But when you put the two together, you get table salt. All things work together for the good of those who love God. Now, there are times when we misinterpret this scripture. Driving down the road, you have a flat. That doesn't mean that, oh, joy, had a flat. They've got to sell it. Discount tires on tires. I can go buy me new tires. It's not what it's about. It's not to make us happy. It's not to make us all excited. It's to make us holy. God works all things together. Good or bad, He works them together for one reason and one reason only. And that is to make us holy. You see, what the purpose of all of this that God does in our lives is to make us more like Christ. It's about making us more like His Son, more holy. That's our goal, right? As Christians, that's our goal, is to be more Christ-like in our lives. And one day we'll get there. And boy, I have teetotally blown that all to pieces. You see, we go through life and we have our up times and everything's happy and everything's joy-filled and life is good. But then there's times when things come along and it takes us to the very pit. I was talking with a young lady this week. And we're talking along and I invite her to church and I said, I'll be praying for you this coming week. Is there anything in particular? And she said, yeah, there is. There's only one thing that I want. And she told me. And she started crying. She said, that's all I want. She said, right now I feel like I am in the pits of hell. We all get to that point in our lives. We get to that point where we sometimes wonder, why do I need to go on? Why do I need to continue to follow God when these things are happening in my life? What is so special about me? You see, it doesn't matter what is going on, like I said, good or bad. God takes those things, brings them together, and it works out for the good. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. How many times have you looked back 5, 10, 15 years back down the road thinking, now I understand. At the age of 17, when I surrendered to the ministry and nothing went right. My first sermon lasted a minute and 45 seconds. Nothing went right for me. Congregation loved it. And I never could get going. Whatever came up, something would bring me back down. To the point where I got so disgusted, so upset, so hurt, so disappointed, so embarrassed that I left the church. Then God started laughing at age 33 and said, okay, dude, it's time. I never understood why He made me wait that long. I never understood why, other than my wife and my children and my grandchildren, my life was going to hell in a handbasket. I couldn't understand it. Then I realized that there were some things that I needed to deal with and go through in order to be what God wanted me to be. God took all of that bad stuff of my 20s and late teens, along with all the great things that was going on in my life, and He took just enough of each one, and He took it and put it together to give me the greatest life a human being could ever ask for. And we know, this is certain to y'all, it's not a guess, it's not a thought, it's not a hope, it's not a whim. We know. If you don't believe me, get out your Bible, it says the very first three words. And we know. that in all things, good or bad, in all things, God works for the good. In those moments when we feel like we've been left alone, isolated, out on an island. When we feel that there's no answer, there's no way out, there's no help, there's no help. We have this promise from God. Now, I don't know about you, but to this date, I have yet to see God miss out on a promise. When God promises us something, God comes through. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. I guess the saddest part about this is that if someone doesn't love God, they can't claim this promise. And that's heartbreaking. That there's that promise there, that promise that God's going to take our lives and whatever goes on in it, God's going to take control of it and He's going to make it out to the ultimate good. I don't know about you, but that makes me want to go, woohoo! Because I know God is working in my life. And no matter how much or how many times I screw up, God's going to take that and show me something good in my life. So that I can be more perfected and able to give glory to God in my life. So I have a question. Why does God give us this promise? Why does God look into our lives and see, why do we exist for this stuff? It's because of God's love for us. And even though we do our darndest to mess it up, God takes it and makes it good. Ever had a time when a child has brought you something that was broke? They broke it? You ever had that? Huh? If you don't, come on over to my house. I got something to share with you. They bring you this broken thing. And they look at you and say, oh, Papa, or Daddy, or Mama, can you fix it? Can you fix this broken thing? There you are. There we go. We take our broken lives and we say, God, can you fix this? And God says, oh yeah, bring it here. We'll tweak it a little bit here. We'll throw some camo duct tape on here. Somebody bring me some baling wire. And God fixes our lives. All because He loves us. And He wants us to be perfect. And so He takes us and fixes all those little imperfections to bring us into His glory. Brothers and sisters, if you have not experienced God in your life, I invite you and highly recommend that you get into a relationship with God. Because it doesn't matter what's going on, what's gone on, or what will go on, God can fix it for the good. Let's pray. Holy Father, we are a mixed up mess because sometimes we think we got this under control and we got it all figured out, but we just continue to mess it up. So, Father, we bring our lives to You, and we know that through Your promise in this text, You tell us that You can take a broken life, that You can take a broken situation, that You can take anything in our hearts that's not right, and You can mix it and fix it for the good, that we might be able to glorify You and know that we are loved by You. Father, help us to continue moving on to perfection and to being more Christ-like in our lives, that we might honor You and make You proud. And for those out there today that don't have a relationship with You, we pray for them. We lift them up to You. We ask that You touch their lives, that You convict them and let them see what You can do for them. For we pray it all in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.